Paul Kuharsky with PaulKuharsky.com with us for the next hour, talking all things Titans. Mike Vrabel fired by the Titans. Where do the Titans go from here? We'll get into all that throughout the show here today on the program. Paul Kuharsky, brought to you by Edley's Barbecue.
I am thrilled to tell you that my segment's now brought to you by Edley's Barbecue. These guys make the world a better place by making people happy, and if you eat there, you are going to be really happy. It's a locally owned and family-owned business serving up the best barbecue in Nashville. Make sure you check out Edley's Game Day Eats, available from now through the big game. Edley's will provide the good times and great food for you to enjoy on game day. Choose from ribs, wings, hot chicken salad, hot links, and hot links. No matter the combination, you can't go wrong with Edley's on game day. Go check out Edley's at any of their convenient locations around town. A bunch of good golfers in their management team as well. I played a scramble with them not long ago.
You a good golfer?
I am not. But on that day, I played great from like 120 in, and they actually thought I was a good golfer, so I tricked them.
That's right. BK, we've discussed the firing of Vrabel. We'll get back, you know, into the just the meat of that as we go throughout this hour here. I do want to get your thoughts on the idea of trading Mike Vrabel that some Titans fans have thrown out there. Amy Adams Strunk addressed that yesterday and said that that was a consideration, but that the timeline of that and the complication of that process, she would rather just go ahead and fire the coach and not be left behind when it comes to the next coaching search and the candidates pool that will be available to them. What did you make of, I guess, the Titans' explanation of the lack of attempting a trade for Mike Vrabel, and do you think that was the right move by the Titans?
Well, the league has changed the rules to make it more difficult, right? So last year, you couldn't really begin, you couldn't begin face-to-face interviews until after wildcard weekend. And this year you can't begin them until after the divisional playoffs, which end on January 21st. Now you need to have an opening to start to have those conversations, and you could be doing some Zoom interviews now if you have an opening. So if they wait until the 21st to on the Patriots and then negotiate, you know, they could negotiate back channel, I guess, but they could pull this off the 21st. They wouldn't have their opening until then. The Patriots have to do their interviews to fulfill the Rooney Rule with two external interviews with minority candidates. You know, you could do David Shaw for one, or a college
total sham college stuff.
Guy, right. Whatever. But you would need to do one NFL guy to make it seem legitimate, at least, right? And then bring on Mike Vrabel, so only then the Titans get their opening. And yes, they're way behind. I think people too were throwing out like ridiculous returns for the Titans, who were not getting New England's third pick in the draft in exchange for Mike Vrabel.
Definitely not that.
You know,
maybe a
future first and something else. You know, which would have been great. But I do agree they would have fallen behind. And you'd rather have your best shot. I mean, I think their explanation is reasonable.
That remind me, like Gruden, like so in the Gruden trade happened. That was not like two first, but that was before all.
But Gruden was also the Gruden to Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
yes,
two first, two second,
completely
different setup. You
can
just do it. Yes.
Now
wasn't that like two first and 2 seconds or something like that? Right?
It was very expensive. Yeah. But the Peyton trade, which I think was a first and a second over time, with them getting a third back to soften it. He also was out of not working.
Right. And like Peyton,
which makes it a lot easier. So I think most of us, you know, would have said we'd be surprised if they just outright fired him. But with this context, it is a more reasonable move. Also, you know, the thing we're failing to mention is Vrabel has to go along with this. And all along we said, well, why is Vrabel going to go to New England with New England giving up a lot of resources that would make his job harder in New England? And he needs to agree to this. So why does he want to help the Titans deal him in a way that hurts what he has to work with in New England?
Fair. Yeah, I mean, it's fair, but if I'm the Titans, I don't really care about that. Like, I think the idea that my first reaction when they said, well, it was too complicated and it'll put us behind, my first reaction to that yesterday was, so first round pick, not important? You don't think you can get a first-round pick in the future for Mike Vrabel? Like, I would value the first-round pick. And if it puts you behind a little bit in the coaching process, it puts you behind a little bit in the coaching process. But give me the first-round pick. That was my view on it yesterday.
Here's the other thing about being behind in the coaching process. And I wrote a story this morning that people are poo-pooing about, you know, could some of the Titans staff, which all have a year left on its contract, could some of them be back? And people are like, my God, get rid of all of them. Well, Mike Vrabel kept six guys, you know, generally lower ranking from Mike Mularkey's staff. You're putting together a staff.
One of them was here. Arthur Smith.
Yeah. Yeah. You're putting together a staff here that's primarily constructed out of guys off fired staffs.
Right.
Because you can only get permission and hire so many guys from other teams. You're going to bring in a couple college guys, but the talent pool is low. So the concern not only is getting your coach, but your coach having a pool of candidates to assemble a staff. And so if four coaches are hired before you hire your coach, those four coaches are getting 10
picking at the,
coaches, right. And 40 coaches are gone from the pool of the staff. That would concern me as well. So I think it's complicated.
Speaking of that, maybe I was reading too much into it in the 5 glorious minutes of Amy Adams Strunk video yesterday that they put on their website. But you know, my Keith asked specifically about staff. She talked about staff. And I kind of took it like one of her criticisms of Vrabel was staff.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
I think all of us took that.
Yeah. So, but again, it's like, yeah, we want to hear from this coach about who is, but okay, you can say whatever you want about people. Right. Yeah. But,
Again, I don't think they ever got to a point to talk to Mike about what he would be willing to do with his staff. They never got to a point to talk to him about what he'd be willing to do with a trade. They just decided before they got to that level.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Chris in Atlanta. Chris, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. So let me ask you guys this. We're talking about vision and all that. Let's come up with an alternate vision. How do you guys see the Titans if we would have retained Mike Vrabel for the next 2 years? How do you think we would have done? I don't see it as a good vision. And I'm going to quote Nick Kieser on this, because when I called in, he gave me this stat. The last time the Titans scored over 30 points and won a game was 738 days ago.
Against Miami.
That's the last time we've scored over 30 points and won a game. That's atrocious. We've regressed in every major statistical category on offense from that season on. So I cannot see a vision, because that's becoming the key word now, the vision of this team. I don't see a great vision with Mike Vrabel as head coach.
Who are the best players?
And then hang up on us. Let me just quickly again, like we just said earlier, John Robinson was fired in season. And again, I'm not sitting here saying everything's on J-Rob, but
a lot.
In-season firing kind of tells you that your roster has gone in such disrepair that some losing might be happening, folks.
So, or it tells you that you have a reactive owner and they got embarrassed by A.J. Brown and 2 days later they fired the general manager.
Well,
that's
sure.
What it's starting to tell me.
But I think people disconnect, fine. Like you're saying, Joe. The roster, if you look at his top 100 picks over the last 4 years, there's hardly anybody around from that. And people just expect that Vrabel should win with the scraps that he put in the lineup from that. If Mike Vrabel was back next year, I expect they will have a much better roster based on having huge cap dollars and another draft, probably moving on from Derrick Henry, which would dictate a new offensive philosophy that would feature Tajay Spears, who's a versatile back who's going to catch passes as well as run. And I think we would have seen a different thing. I think this was a very interesting quote from Mike Vrabel, and I think it was in camp or the preseason, where he was asked about Henry, or he was asked about his run first philosophy, and he said, "When I got here, I inherited a team with Derrick Henry as the best player. And I did what you do. I used my best player."
Not totally true, but yes, the point stands.
Right.
Yes.
And so I bet if he goes now to Atlanta And his three best players are, sorry, Arthur Smith, who didn't use these guys the right way, Bijan Robinson, who's a very versatile running back, and Drake London and Kyle Pitts. I think he'll build an offense, I do, that features those guys as their strengths in a way that he's not running 30 times a game.
It's not like A.J. Brown didn't make plays here. Yeah. Head numbers.
Exactly. 615-737-1025. More coming up next. More of your thoughts to get to as well on the firing of Mike Vrabel and where the Titans go from here. We'll get PK's thoughts on potential coaching candidates for the Titans as well. All that coming up. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser, Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com with us. Presented by Parman Energy and Edley's Barbecue. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. Edley's Barbecue, a family-owned business that is local to Nashville. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. So, PK, where do the Titans go from here? What do you think the coaching pool looks like? And if you had to identify either, I guess, your favorite candidates or you think the most likely candidates right now, what do you think the next coach for the Titans could look like? What do you think are some of the things they're looking for as Rand Carthon and A.B. Adams Strunk try to identify the next coach?
Well, the automatic line is to Bobby Slowick, who's done excellent work in Houston with C.J. Stroud this year, and who previously was in San Francisco, where he has some defensive background and then offensive background, and he's a Shanahan guy. But you talk to John McClain, and I've talked to friends in San Francisco, and he's still a little raw, and I don't know that it sounds like he's not ready to be the face of a franchise and would need some more time to be ready on that. Now, Green Bay, I mean, you could speak to this. You know, they were confident in Matt LaFleur and decided to be early on Matt LaFleur. You know, but they also were the Packers, and they had Aaron Rodgers. You know, the Titans aren't in that situation, I don't think.
LaFleur where they could keeps decide, winning pretty high level.
Let's be early on Bobby Slowick. So my two guys, you know, in early thinking are Brian Callahan from Cincinnati and Frank Smith from Miami. I think it absolutely has to be an offensive guy, for the reason we know well. If you're a defensive guy, you're churning through offensive coordinators. If they're good, they get hired. If they're bad, you're in an endless cycle of needing to change or debate about change. So Callahan and Smith would be the two guys that would top my list.
Smith, OC with the Dolphins, was in San Fran, right, prior, and then Callahan, of course, with Zach Taylor in Cincinnati, his OC.
Obviously no connection there, but what are your thoughts on Ben Johnson? The two, obviously that's the hottest coaching candidate out there.
He's good as well.
I think he's really good.
There was something out there, you know, his agent, I think, put it out behind the scenes and then retracted it very publicly.
$15 million
a year. So I don't think any guy, you know, is worth $15 million a year as a starting. You know, you're not John Harbaugh. You're not.
This is totally me watching on TV. Even though I try not to watch him, I swear. But you know, sometimes
you watch him every week.
I just stop it.
Well, juniors reporting
are
to
out.
You at the very least.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of excitement around the
Barry
line.
Sanders jerseys going on this weekend, wild card weekend.
But I mean, I watch Ben Johnson. I think he's a great OC. I think what they do is really creative. But he doesn't – I swear he never talks to anybody. Yeah, I know, like, maybe I'm overreacting to that, but is he one of those – like, I don't want a total egghead who – you go from, like, Vrabel – whatever you say about Vrabel, Vrabel's good in the room, man. Vrabel's good with players, good relationships, all that stuff. I don't see how anybody could argue otherwise on that to, like, just –
Are you already getting into sideline demeanor? We just got out of sideline demeanor conversation.
It sounds like he's talking about envisioning player relations.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It just seems like he's just over there kind of scribbling in his little thing. And maybe I'm reading too much into that. But he's going to be very coveted. And I'm with you on an offensive. I think that's the way to go. Most of them have worked out. How many of the offensive whiz kid hires in recent years have been failures? I mean, Kingsbury would count.
Yeah. Yep.
Run through the list.
That's a really good question.
There aren't many. Like, I remember when the Bengals hired Zach Taylor, I'm like, some of these dudes are not going to be good head coaches. Stop it. You know?
Excellent.
But he's good. So, I mean, it's not a guarantee for sure. There are going to be some, and it's all the rage, and so there are going to be more failures to come. But it has been a pretty high hit rate.
I can hear the audience right now almost like out the window saying, if there's going to be a WizKid failure, Titans are going to find them.
Let's count one right now. Whatever. Fill in the name.
Just number one, in, Tennessee baby. Titans.
That's right. Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Jaden. Jaden, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Paul. Nice to have you on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. So I called in yesterday before the news broke and pretty much said, hey, I'm on the Vrabel train. All the smoke is kind of suspicious. I think he might get traded or fired. Don't want it to happen, but of course it did. That being said, I think that there is a, like you said, Robbie, in your tweet yesterday, I think there is a huge ownership issue. To move on from a guy that has had, I mean, I know he had two straight losing seasons, but we know he's a good coach. We've seen him be a good coach for the past 4 years, and I think it's a bad move. Now, on the front of Rand Carthon, for him to come out into a press conference not talking to anybody in the media for, oh gosh, 6 months or so, and have that type of press conference, I mean, just awful. I think this franchise is in rough shape. I mean, I'm eager to see what happens next, but from right now, I'm not too pleased with what we're seeing. I'll leave it at that.
Thanks for the call, Jaden. Appreciate it.
I think he expresses the overwhelming feeling of the fan base.
That tweet, by the way, was liked and retweeted by Carter Vrabel. It was.
Yeah, I heard that driving in. And then unretweeted.
And then
yes?
Unretweeted, yes.
But the like stayed?
Like stayed, yeah. I think. Well, last I looked.
It's continued to be liked.
Yeah, it's continued to be
I
liked.
I need to look more carefully at my likes. The one sneaky liker out there has been Dylan Radins.
Oh, yeah?
On some critical stuff that I've tweeted.
Critical stuff about what?
About team performance. On Sunday nights, Dylan Radins has sometimes liked things that I've written.
But that might be one of those, like, I know you're talking about me.
You.
I'm going to like this, so you know that I'm out here, buddy.
Yeah, no, this was more
like agreeing with you?
General team stuff in games that he didn't play in.
Were you like, boy, the Titans really need more offensive linemen who false start every four snaps. You liked it?
No, not that.
That would have been a good tweet by you.
It's an impressive ability to false start. Dylan Radins that he puts out there. Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Jamison. Jamison, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to honestly kind of piggyback off the previous caller. I do think we have an ownership issue. I don't know. I just don't think good organizations make this move. I mean, do you see the Steelers making this move, the Patriots? If they have a guy like Vrabel, I think they're going to hang on to him. I don't think they're going to be rash and making – you know, a reactionary move and make this move. I just don't see it. And I don't know. I feel like weren't the calls for Amy, you know, they kind of were kind of loud for her before Vrabel. I feel like a lot of people weren't really a big fan of Amy. And then we hired Vrabel. Then all of a sudden, you know, everything felt good. We were winning. And I don't know. I just feel like I feel bad for Amy, but I feel like after this move, you know, if this doesn't work out, I don't think people are going to be very happy with her. So,
thanks for calling.
People have been largely up on Amy Adams Strunk. This is her low point on Q rating or owner rating or anything.
There was some
the only time there was strife after Malarkey.
Yeah, I was upset, but I didn't think it was a good move.
No, it was the right move.
But certainly after that. Like, it's been, I mean, think about the playoff run in 19. I mean, she's been very popular with the fan base. Look, we talked yesterday, and PK, you know this better than anybody. Like, before she took over as controlling owner, they were wandering through the wilderness, and the game day experience was terrible, and the franchise was awful, and they couldn't win games, and it was bad. She's done a lot of good things, which makes some of the decisions that she's made recently more frustrating to me.
Right now,
you thought you were past that.
Right now, you're back to a point where you're. I would think some people are wishing for that long distance bud owner, where you know Vrabel would have been in power and left alone the way Fisher was, and for a decent stretch there, you know, Fisher got good enough results and was unbothered to a large degree by an owner that was. You know, several states away. And everybody, then when things got bad, we're like, well, if Bud was here and more involved, well, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
No question. 615-737-1025, our phone number. We're live from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville Studios, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. Visit springhillac.com. More on the firing of Mike Vrabel, the coaching search for the Titans coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser, Paul Kuharski from paulkuharski.com. Presented by Parman Energy and Edley's Barbecue. Visit parmanenergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution, and Edley's Barbecue.
Come on, Nick. This segment, which is about to be spectacular, is brought to you by Edley's Barbecue. Edley's is a local family-owned business and was voted the best barbecue in Nashville for the second year in a row in 2023, which makes sense because their food is spectacular and their service is second to none. Their goal is to make the world a better place by making people happy, and they're certainly doing just that. I tell you, every time I eat there, I leave happy as a clam. Just go support Nashville's best barbecue at one of Edley's convenient locations or get Edley's catered for your next event. You can't go wrong with Edley's. Check them out.
The brisket nachos are fire, as the kids say.
Fire.
Nick's having some problems today. I apologize on his behalf.
I must be a fat and happy clam from Edley's.
There's been some debate about the organizational structure here, kind of like with the Titans, as to who conducts
the show. We're trying
to modernize
our approach. Here we are.
Whether Nick conducts the show or Robbie conducts the show, I'm on Team Robbie, and we've yet to find anybody that's on Team Nick.
Joe, your thoughts?
I'm just ran over here. Just put me in a press conference. I'll try to answer
questions.
You just
agree with everything.
Unanimous. We're all unanimous.
We've been unanimous on everything, except I didn't say anything about Vrabel getting fired. It's just Miss Amy.
Yeah. Let's go to our 102.5
the
game phone line.
Drives me insane.
Yeah, that's got to stop. I mean, I know they've all been. I mean, John Robinson said it every day.
Oh, they're indoctrinated. It's got to stop. It's like a cult.
Let's go back to our 102.5 the game phone line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Good morning, fellas. In y'all's opinion, say Vrabel was still the coach here, if the job in New England came open and he got a good offer from Kraft, do you think he would, you know, take that job, leave here and take that job?
Well, he's not here anymore.
He doesn't have to leave here. I mean, he's got to leave his house.
I'm saying if he was not fired and they called him and offered him a job.
You can't just leave one head coach job for the other job.
He'd have to be traded.
He's under contract. That'd be tampering.
Okay,
you don't think that has any influence over her decision at all, that he might want to go somewhere else?
Thanks for the call, Jeremiah. That's an interesting question. I mean, look, Ian Rappaport got on the NFL Network this morning and cited his going to New England and some of the comments he made there in his report of things that ultimately led to his firing.
And so, also, by the way, said there were some things presented to Vrabel that he wasn't with, which that's nothing that I've heard at all.
Could it be any vaguer?
Yeah.
So, like these reports, everybody's got to say something. So they just say the vaguest thing they could come up with when they've got no – like things were presented to Vrabel. Well, what? I mean, if you can't give me more than that, that's a really weak report.
But
I'm sick of the weak report. Yeah,
well, to the point of the car there, like I think where you're getting at is what we've talked about. Like, I mean, if you're Abraham Strunk and you have a feeling that he isn't happy or doesn't want to be here, is that part of it? I mean, again, I think she pivoted pretty dramatically in the last few weeks. I mean, someone on the text line, and sorry to the text line, it's blowing up.
Yeah,
we got so many callers. Callers, if you're going to get on, give us a quick hitter and we'll go and we'll react to it. But this texter said, you know, I agree. All these shows, press conference, reporting, all this stuff, I still don't have any idea why he was fired. And I agree with you. There's nothing clear
outside
here
of the record.
Well, sure.
And I was told, you know, it's mostly about the record.
Which they fired the general manager over last year because of the roster, which is just great. Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in, Paul. Paul, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Fast, Paul.
Okay, holy crap, that's a lot of pressure. my question is about Ran. I agree about the record, and I'm sure every coach that gets fired can point to GMs or bad rosters or reasons, whether they're justifiable or not. I've not been someone who was out on Ran. I thought he should get a chance, but man alive, I want to know your thoughts. Is Ran the kid who gets the information but can't take the test, or is he, as he presents himself in these press conferences, which is just a complete doofus? Like, that press conference was a disaster, and I know it's just a press conference, but the things that he said are clearly not true. And to say, it's not time for me to give you a vision, it really seems like he doesn't know anything. Your thoughts?
Thanks for the call, Paul. Well, in fairness, that's one of the few press conferences we've seen from Rand Carthon yesterday.
And it's a press conference that should have been led by his boss.
Yes.
Yeah, but that said, if you're rolled out there, you got to do better than that.
Yeah, I agree. Was it absolute genius to go 32 minutes and say nothing? I mean, I'm just saying.
Not genius.
Problem is, he didn't say nothing. Some of the things he said, you're just like, what are you talking
about? Well, that's true.
Just what are you doing over here?
Everybody's aligned.
Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Ryan. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Ryan Williams here, fellow MT alum.
What's up, buddy?
Good to see you and talk to you. I've heard a lot of people calling in about, you know, they're pissed at Amy and all this stuff. And I get the sentiment, but I'm on the other side of this. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure here, and she's got to hit the head coaching hire. But we're day one, day two of this whole situation coming to fruition. You don't win and lose football games because of the press conference. And ultimately, at the end of the day, Rabel lost his job because he didn't do what ownership wanted. Like, that's going to happen in most businesses and aspects of life. So, you know, Vrabel is a good coach and everything, but if the ownership has a vision, which we don't know, and I understand as media people, that's your job is to go no, but I say once we find out when we're going to find out a lot of stuff once we get the new head coach. So I'm on team Riverboat, Amy, and I'm excited for a fresh new outlook. All this money, let's go protect our quarterback. Let's prove that with a draft pick that solidifies that. And you know, I just think it's ridiculous to sit here and just chastise the ownership because they're not the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course we're not the Pittsburgh Steelers. We didn't have Mike Tomlin, who's never had a losing season. We're not the Patriots, who's got arguably the greatest head coach of all time.
It's naive of her.
Didn't prove that.
It's naive of her to think her coach should have done significantly more winning with the roster she was dissatisfied enough with that she fired the GM 13 months ago.
Right, that's the issue. It's the two moves together.
Right. Thanks for the call, Ryan.
Look,
they don't add up.
If you want, you got to roll with Riverboat Amy, right? I like the name.
They very well could go on. Rand Carthon and Amy Adams Strunk here. They could go on and they may hire whether it's Bobby Slowick or Ben, whoever it is, and it may work out great. I mean, they may find some offensive genius that unlocks Will Levis, and they make the right decisions personnel-wise, and we look back 3 years from now and say, oh, well, they made the right move, moving on from Mike Vrabel. I'm just saying, when
I changed my mind on Vrabel
in totality, right now I'm left a little mystified with the way
the other thing is, people are saying, well, the new coach has to love Will Levis. Newsflash. Everybody that interviews loves Will Levis.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. What do we think? How's he feeling today? I mean, it's his first year. You know, he talked about wanting Vrabel back the other day. What else is he going to say in that thing?
But I think it was absolutely genuine, 100%.
So I texted him and I didn't hear back.
He
so
was
either
emotional
he's got nothing
to
say, or he's on an island.
To me, and again, I'm reading in body language and stuff, but I think he was emotional talking the other day, and he was upset at the thought, and he knew it was possible. I think he's very unhappy about
that. Wonder,
but what are you going to do?
I wonder what Charles London's got coming in terms of opportunity. But I wonder also if the new guy wouldn't look at Charles London with his reputation and think this could be the link from old offense to new offense for me and keep him.
I think that's.
But the bottom line is you're likely about to change your offense. So his rookie year was just spent learning an offense, and now the likelihood is unless you hire somebody that's connected to what they've been running.
No, he's doing something completely
different.
You're
doing something different.
It'll be 4 in 4 years, right? I think Kyle Tucker texted me that yesterday. So this, you know, if they did this, and so it'll be 4 in 4 years for Levis.
But, very unhealthy.
Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Scott. Scott, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, I was just calling in and kind of talking about the John Robinson and Vrabel situation. To me, it seems like it's a problem on the offensive system, and that Amy fired a Patriots GM that came from an Earnhardt Perkins system who wasn't finding guys good for a Shanahan system, which Vrabel was running, and hired a GM from San Francisco only for this season, Vrabel to change back to an Earnhardt Perkins system from Patriots. So is that not the collaboration and shared vision? If he's not willing to go back to a Shanahan system, you kind of have to fire him. I'll hang up and listen to what y'all say.
So we're talking about the offensive systems here. Earnhardt Perkins is the Patriots system that Tim Kelly brought in, and that they had, you know, had in Houston. I don't know. I don't know if that's.
I mean, I don't think the discussions got to that level.
Yeah, I don't think so either. 615-737-1025. More of your thoughts, more of your phone calls coming up next. Our final thoughts for the day on the firing of Mike Vrabel as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in. Final segment of the day, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Paul Kuharski from paulkuharski.com with us talking all things Tennessee Titans and the firing of Mike Vrabel. Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Scott, who has been waiting patiently. Scott, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
Good. So I heard Jarrett comment a little bit after this press conference yesterday, and he accused Rand of kind of being a BSer. You know, and there's going to be hyperbole there, obviously. but 10 months in, I don't know if that's fair or not. I mean, I was just trying to listen objectively.
Fair.
But I'm wondering specifically from Paul, who was there and asking questions, you know, after you hear circular reasoning over and over, Amy wants to go in a different direction, but me and Vrabel were on the same page, but everything last year was unacceptable. It almost seems like the next question could have been, why are you still here then? Why weren't you let go?
Well, you said that earlier, Paul. I was there too, by the way, Scott. So yeah. Thanks okay. a lot. Thanks okay. a lot, man. Sorry.
Way to go, yeah. Joe.
It's one season.
Thank you, Scott.
I think he's a hypnotist, like I said. She can't fire him after 1 year. And he's part of the person that's bringing her this idea that collaboration in this
– modernize. I mean, is it – modernized
collaboration is the way to go.
Some fans have accused Vrabel of hating analytics. I know last year he was asked about analytics in the season ender, and he was like, all right, let's talk about analytics. I've never – believed him to be a hater of analytics, but maybe a little bit old school. Is that part of this? Obviously, those guys
I don't know.
Heavily into but as much as they can.
Here's what needs to happen, though. Like Rand says, Chad Brinker came in to build analytics models.
Right.
Are they ever going to tell us anything about the analytics models?
Right.
Now, listen, people, I'm not saying, I know
cap
you're immediately going to say, they're not obligated to share the analytics models with you, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying show me how it works and whose name is at the top of the list. I'm saying tell us a little bit about how this helps you. We're allowed to ask a question like that. And when they're trying to sell PSLs to a new stadium, it's reasonable for fans to want some kind of conceptual understanding of what it is they're trying to do.
I think that's beyond fair. Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Adam in Portland. Adam, good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, man. So, number one, Riverboat Amy does not work. It should be either Adventurous Amy or All In Amy, something like that. It's got to go with her.
Stick with alliteration.
Look, got to coach better and play better, man. Like, I'm not going to miss this. I'm not going to miss that. It's funeral day. I get it. Nobody wants to say bad stuff at the funeral. But truth is, man, he didn't develop anybody. Like, Paul's talking about thousands of dollars. That's money a lot of people don't have. But they like, you know, I got to have something. We learned that in COVID that this is actually that important stuff to us. So we put it out there. But, like, what we were seeing wasn't good enough, man. I don't have to have my head coach holding a tackling dummy during training camp. I would rather him see problems and fix them. I think he was all talk. I think, you know, I'm calling my shot. You all disagree. Jim Schwartz will be the next head coach here. I think he'll develop people, bring the 4-3 back. It'll be nasty. Amy loves him. And I think that's what Nashville needs is somebody who's actually going to get in there and do something. I can't think of two people that Mike Vrabel developed. And I think Jim Schwartz will do that.
Thanks for the call, Adam.
Got a lot in. That was good. He talked fast.
As efficient.
I mean, I think Jeffrey Simmons developed. I think Harold Landry developed. I think Will Levis developed. I don't think the player development was very good overall, but to say he didn't develop anybody's pretty crazy. Jim Schwartz, you know, would have learned a lot from his head coaching experience, but he's going to be in the same place with offensive coordinators. Offensive guy.
Yeah, if they hire a defensive guy, even if it is Schwartz. A lot of Titans fans are going to go nuts if that's the way they go.
Rand Carthon's got no connection to Jim Schwartz.
We'll finally find out if Jim Schwartz is the key to all good football in the world.
We will. Though. We'll find that out. Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Jared. Jared, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. First, our GM, he said player development was on track yesterday, so let's go ahead and squash that.
I did say that.
But real quick, Paul, one thing I was disappointed in, another thing on his press conference, on his opening statement, he said he wanted to finally come out and dispel, you know, the rumor or the talk out there that he and Mike didn't have a good working relationship. Why wait until now? Why not do it if you know it's out there and you know it's a problem? Why not do that earlier? But I, furthermore, I hope I'm wrong in every way about this. I love the fact that she's our owner, but I really believe that this was the wrong move to reverse course like she did. I believe she got upset about something, and I believe it was either because he wouldn't play patty cake with everybody or there was the constant flirtation with New England that was going to be out there. But I think it was I've been a huge fan of hers, but I just disagree vehemently with this move. And thanks for taking my call.
They tried to dispel it. They put Vrabel and Carthon with Teron Davenport for a story about the great collaboration.
To be fair, now, ineffective. And to be accurate on that, he requested that before that stuff started coming out. So, I mean, that it wasn't them saying, let's do this to dispel it. It ended
well, then
up
they didn't
serving
try
that
to
way.
Do it. Well, look, but they don't want to respond to rumors and all of that. Look, Rand's big mistake, I'm not going to go away from this, is being invisible. You got to develop relationships with people who are forward-facing and can tell people what you're like and what you're about, and none of us know. None of us know. I have no idea who Rand Carthon is. And the Titans' idea of getting, of telling people who Rand Carthon is doing a story in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution or having him talk about Chad Brinker to The Athletic, things nobody in Nashville cares about.
I've said it a few times today and before. The relationship part of it is overblown. The Vrabel's belief in Carthon part of it, I think that's where it is.
I agree entirely. Well, and I have I think that we have no cause to, collectively to believe in Carthon. I mean, he made three good picks at the top of the draft.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was a completely disastrous first off season, but it was okay.
Average at best.
Dillard was awful. This one is big.
But he just said that group of offensive linemen would have been fine if they were healthy. Yeah. I mean, that's a super indictment if he believes that. He had a chance yesterday to distance himself or to admit some mistakes, and he washed his hands of everything.
Everything was unanimous. Everything was unanimous, except for there's no way that could possibly be true. Otherwise, why are you still sitting there? It's a big moment in the history, in the future of this franchise. You fire Mike Vrabel, and now you're charged with a coaching search. And I tell you what. We can all think what you want to think about Mike Vrabel, and if you feel like he should have been fired, that's fine. They better get this next coaching hire right. That's all I've got to say. You better get this next coaching hire right, because if not, you're setting your franchise back years.
What's your confidence in that, PK, that they will?
3.
Out of 100 or
10? Ten. Okay. 10. No, look, offensive whiz kids all work out. If they're smart enough to hire one of these offensive whiz kids, they can luck into something, but it's not going to be because they're hiring geniuses.
PK, thanks for being with us.
Don't block the box. Be sure to lock the locks. I enjoy it as always.
So I thought you were going to say it. You said it yesterday. Didn't say it today.
Do zip the zippers. PK's there with his phone. Yes! I got it, baby!
That does it for us. Jason, Big Joe, coming up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3 The Game.